You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Thursday night on Moonstruck TV in A1R Psychic Radio. I'm excited to be your host tonight, Robin. I'm Robin Chaney. I was watching before I came on Stephanie Cohen. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. What great energy. Wow. I hope everyone caught that. She just has great energy. I'd love to have some discussions with her. She's psychic. I find psychic people just mesmerizing. Anyway, welcome. And I hope you're here with great intentions on feeling better and healing and moving yourself forward in your life, because that's what my intention is tonight for you. So because we have a short window, let's go ahead and get into a comfortable position, whatever that means to you. So as long as you're comfortable, okay? Gemma's getting comfortable. All right. So on the count of three, let's take a deep breath in. One, two, three, deep breath in. Release. Let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three, deep breath in. And release. All right, let me give Gemma a cookie because she is being loud. I'm gonna have a couple extra for her when she gets loud again. All right, there she is playing. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and start running some light. And for those of you who are new and don't know what I mean by light, light is what I'm running. To me, it's the divine light, light from God. And it looks like light to me. And I can see it swirling around in your body, and it illuminates information for me and illuminates areas of people's bodies that need attention. And that also includes spiritual work, emotional work, physical work. All right. It's not limited. It even works on dogs, anything with a soul. And, you know, even plants. I can help plants re-nourish themselves as well. Okay. So just settling in here. And I'm really not being called to anyone yet. So I am just going to keep. Okay, here we go. All right, I feel like somebody is just, it's like they're holding their head and they can't wrap their thoughts around what has happened. I'm trying to wrap my head around what has happened. It's a female and she's like this, and she's like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Okay, so there's a loss of some sort. Is it a death? No, it's not a death. Is it it's a betrayal. Okay. Okay, this woman, I don't know if she's actually somebody who listens to this, but somebody she knows does. And I think she's going to recognize who it is. And so the messages that come through or the healing that comes through, if you, it's a female that's watching that will watch here, she'll watch on a replay and then she'll recognize that it's her friend. Okay. Or a relative. Is it a relative? A friend or a relative. Then she's going to let them. She's going to tell her about it. Okay. All right. Here we go. This woman, she's holding her head and she's like in fetal position, right? Like laying, just kind of falling over. She doesn't know what to do. It feels like she knows she needs to do something, but she doesn't feel like she has the strength or the resources to do it. And what I'm telling you is there are other people with resources that can help her. Okay. She feels petite. She feels like she's undernourished. and spiritually starving. And that's such a hard place to be. We got another cookie for Gemma. So let's give her some strength. Let's give her some truth. I believe she's kind of clouded by gaslighting and narcissistic behavior. And okay, so she's like a giver, like an empath. Oh yeah, she's empathic. Okay, this woman is gifted. She's gifted. She is an empath. And so she feels so deeply, and she carries around a lot of trauma that keeps her kind of tied. I'm also an empath, so it's really easy to get like enmeshed with narcissists or people who are takers, manipulators, part of the dark triad, right? It's easy to get enmeshed with them. And I feel that's what's happened with her. And she really just wants to bring love and light, and she is devastated right now. There are resources. And this woman who's watching, I think she's going to watch the replay. Who's going to be watching the replay? She knows who I'm talking about by now. There are resources. So this woman, can you look up resources for her and then say, look, there's all these places that you can go, all these places that want to help you and can help you. And then you let her use her free will to go. And what a good friend you are. What a good friend. I know sometimes it's a little hard. You feel like you're a nurturer. Oh, honey, you're a nurturer. Wonderful. So you really want her you want to nurture her and help her back to health, right? Give a cookie to Gemma. But don't overgive from you, okay? Remember, when your cup is 100% full, right? When your cup is completely full, that's still only enough for you. Only when it's overflowing is there enough to give, because you really have to take care of yourself first. And I hope everybody remembers that. I'm going to say it again. If your cup is completely full, that's enough for you. Only when it's overflowing can you share. Can you like share properly, right? Without taking away from yourself, okay? Because you don't want to take away from yourself, because, well, then you're hurting yourself, right? You don't want to do that. You want to be full. Well, you want your cup to be as full as it can be at all times. So that way you can give more when it overflows, right? You're prepared to give when it overflows without diminishing any of your energy or your resources. Okay. And this, now I'm getting information that we're just going to work on people's strength and confidence today. And really tuning into knowing ourselves. I have, some wonderful practitioners that I've worked with for years, Amy and Eileen, Amy Jones and Eileen Crispell. Highly recommend them if you're interested. They're always saying, know thyself, right? Know thyself. And it's important to know yourself underneath the conditioning that we have, that we learn, so that we can express freely, right? And feel comfortable in our skin. So we're going to work on that tonight with everybody, because I don't know. Well, Amy and Eileen, I know them, that they live this practice, right? But I don't. I always overgive, and it's so easy to overgive, especially when somebody's in need. But it is so important to replenish yourself. Take the time for yourself. Nourish yourself. And this woman who's the nurturer, who wants to help her friend, it's also important to nurture yourself. And I don't know if you understand how to do that, because you're so caring, right? And you're so generous. But remember to be generous to yourself, okay? It's very important. It's very important for everybody. Well, in my opinion, right? All right, so I'm going to hold this light. We're kind of moving it around to shake some stuff up in people. And I feel like thought patterns being brought up, because there's a lot of people with negative thought patterns, and it's easy to slide into those and go into those. So this is kind of shaking. And for those who feel the pressure and feel a little bit of pain from that pressure in your head right now, that's from this work. Okay. We're trying to heal some thought patterns. And a lot of them are well worn, right? And they have ruts. So I'm going to try to lift those ruts so that those patterns don't go into the negative, and they don't stay going like this, right? But I lift the ruts and they go in a new healthy pattern, or learn new healthy patterns. Okay. So that's the hope from this healing tonight. And I welcome all the men here too. Wow. There's men here. And then there's some on the replay. So welcome. And to all the women, of course. I just felt some male energy. I was like, whoa, look at that. Very exciting. Okay. I'm going to try to keep my eyes open because Dave's going to tell me how long I have soon. But it's hard to keep my eyes open when I'm working. My eyes are open. I can't quite see into people's bodies as well. But yeah, I feel this head. Someone might feel like, it might feel like pressure in the sinuses. That's this work. This is trying to help those thought patterns, okay? To heal them and to lift you up into more positive thought patterns and more positive energy. And some people, when they get this healing, some things have to come out before this can open up. So if you do feel a lot of emotions coming up, 2 minutes, I have 2 minutes left. If you feel a lot of emotions coming up, try to help those get out. Just be like, nope, this is being uncovered so that I can receive this higher vibration, this higher frequency of light, right? And feel better and bring back the hope in your life and bring back the motivation for living and bring in some joy, just the joy of being alive. Unfortunately, there's not much of that anymore. But the gift of life is so precious, right? Just think back to when your children were born, or grandchildren were born, or your nieces and nephews were born, siblings were born, and that fresh soul coming from heaven to earth. Oh my gosh, those beautiful souls. They feel so good when they get here, right? And then they live and they get inundated with a bunch of stuff. But just remember back to you know, the newborns, and just feel that energy. Tap into that energy so you can feel it and feel that joy and that freshness and that wanderlust of life. It's so fun. Okay, so I have 30 seconds, so I'm just gonna keep running some light. And my prayer is that everybody feels better tonight and in the morning, and that just continues and the trajectory just improves and just takes you to a place mentally that you want to be, that you want to live and you want to explore and thrive and just exist and experience life. So that is my prayer for everybody. And I hope this healing gets you to that point and gets you on the trajectory to that point. Okay.